And welcome back to the Sign Green Show. I'm Sign Green. Make sure you go to SignGreen.com. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Like I said, go to SignGreenShow.com. Make sure you go to the Facebook page. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. Make sure you go to our YouTube page. All the interviews are up. All the latest news is up on SignGreenShow.com. One thing I definitely wanted to talk about, because I was having a conversation with a friend earlier today about things he wanted to do in his life, and he felt like he was so bogged down with just everyday life to where he couldn't really do, you know, what he dreamed of doing. And one of the things that he dreamed of doing, you know, he wanted to actually write a book. And one of the things that he felt that kept him from writing this book was, you know, the hustle and bustle of his everyday job. And I got somebody on the Super Celebrity Hotline to actually talk about this. David J. Paulet, he's an author and leader in the field of positive psychology. And he also has a book out, honestly, and it's called Three Promises. And I'm bringing him in right now on our Super Celebrity Hotline. Hey, how are you?
Sean, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thank you for doing this. Now, your book, Three Promises, what are the three promises and why are they so important?
Well, the key to happiness and success, I found in my research working with people all around the world and in the science of positive psychology, comes down to one equation, and that is happiness and success equals the ability to create fulfillment every day, a feeling of fulfillment every day times the ability to navigate negativity. And the three promises are the key to creating that fulfillment. And those three promises are the ability to, one, find joy every day, no matter your circumstances, do what you love, no matter what job you have or the job that you want, but do what you love every day, and the ability to, the third promise, make a difference, do something for someone else that matters.
Wow. And why do you think people, you know, find it so hard figuring out what they love to do? I know with me, if you told me back then that, you know, I'll be doing radio, I would have told you were lying and get out of here, because, you know, it took me a while to figure out that I actually love radio. And for a lot of people, you know, they really don't figure it out, or they just feel like they don't have the time.
Yeah, you know, the issue really is, I think what you just hit on that last part there is that time. People think that they're so committed to other responsibilities, like your friend who you were talking about who is interested in writing a book, that they're so tied to what their job requires right now, or their family responsibilities, or their community responsibilities, that they just don't see that they have time. And so in the book, when I talk about the second promise, which is do what you love, I lay out a plan, which I call a fill year, which demonstrates, and it's fascinating, I show the actual math, that there are the equivalent of 18 work weeks available to us that we don't realize, 18 work weeks available to us to explore our interests, to pursue our passions, and find what we're interested in. And I tell a story in the book that my wife and I were looking at the time, she was my girlfriend, and I wanted to buy this car that I've been dreaming about for years. And we got into the showroom, and I started negotiating before I, you know, got in the car. I was talking about all the terms. And my wife told me, when the salesperson stepped away, she said, you know, why don't you just take the car for a test drive? Check it out. See what it's like. I jumped in that car, took her advice, and after 10 minutes of driving it and after 2 years of dreaming of it, after 10 minutes, I realized that's not the car that I wanted to drive. And so the idea of the failure is for people to explore their interests, test drive stuff with all the time that they actually have available.
Now, what is the game show mindset, and why is it so damaging?
Well, in personal relationships, you know, Sean, like, your whole business is built on the relationships you have, and you love what you do. And what you do is you set people up like me to be able to share our expertise and what we know. And what some people do, and we've all been there, I've been one of them, and I tell a story I tell on myself on the book, that what the game show mindset is, it's like we walk around with this giant answer button in our hands, and every time we have an opportunity to express our opinion and tell the world what we know, we slam on that button like we're on Jeopardy and go, I know the answer to that. And in personal relationships, it's just not the way to go. The story I tell in the book is where my wife just did some beautiful work in the house. She set, you know, she did some, you know, interior decorating when I was away on a business trip. I came back, And I, you know, I said, oh, that looks beautiful. But for whatever reason, all of a sudden I started hitting the answer button about where I thought that something could go a little bit differently, could be centered a little bit differently. And rather than being supportive and connecting with her on something that she did that was really outstanding, all of a sudden I got caught up with the answer button and being the game show contestant. Like, I just wanted to win the prize rather than build the relationship.
Now, you mentioned earlier about the 18 work weeks. Does that also have to do with not really having to leave your job in order to fulfill your dream?
Yeah, no, please. That's exactly right. Is that, you know, all of us have to bring home some income in order to take care of our families or take care of our own interests, you know, if we're single or if we're married or if we have parents that we take care of, whomever. So we all need to earn an income, but the idea is inside of every job, and I lay this out in the book, there are opportunities to create space for doing what you love, to craft your job in such a way that you bring out your best so that you really get a chance to explore your passions and bring out, you know, your God-given talents every day. And that the idea then is at work, there are opportunities that we often don't think are available to us to engage those interests, and they can be, and I lay that out in detail, but they can be as simple as getting on committees or volunteering to lead certain initiatives or taking on training that you might want to attend or offering to do training for the company. And you don't necessarily need more responsibility or more money in order to do it, but if you have a mindset of, I'm here to learn, I'm here to get better at what I love to do so that it gets me to the place that I really love, then they'll start finding those opportunities at work.
Now,
so, yeah.
Yeah. Now, what is the Three Promise 3-Day Challenge, and, you know, what has the feedback been from people who have taken it?
Well, the 3-Day Challenge is ultimately people really want to believe for themselves that their path to happiness is authentic. So what I say to folks is buy a copy of the book, the Three Promises, on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com, or go to the library and get it, or borrow someone's copy, or browse it at a bookstore. And basically, read through it. There are 65 strategies for finding what it is you love to do, for finding joy and making a difference. And that at the end of the day, what I ask people to do is for 3 days, make and fulfill the three promises. Use the strategies in the book to find joy every day, to do what you love, make a difference, and come up with one action that you're going to take to support each of the promises. Do that for 3 days and then check your level of fulfillment. There's a quiz in the book that helps you do that. Check your level of fulfillment and see how you feel. And what we've found in that the studies that we've run, two at a university, one at a business, is that more than 90% of the participants in the 3-day study, the 3-day challenge, they increase their fulfillment in simply 3 days. It's really been incredible.
Wow. And there you have it. David J. Paulet, author and leader in the field of positive psychology. The name of the book is The Three Promises. Make sure you check out davidpaulet.com. You can also find this book at Amazon, and you can go to Barnes & Noble. And trust me, check it out. For those of you that don't really know how to find your happiness and what you want to do, this is the book you need to read. David, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Sean, thanks so much for doing what you do and having me on the show.
Thank you, and we'll be back right after this.